This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Jen from Bedford.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please? Enough with the pleasantries.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
All this kindness, Dan.
I know. She's going to have cool leather pants today as she walks away.
Oh, does she? I didn't see them. What color?
Black.
Black leather pants? Nice. What did she say?
She said pleather from the other room.
Oh, pleather. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy and her pleather pants. You'll win yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. That's it. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. Burger King is releasing a new creepy and kooky meal. In honor of Halloween, it features Wednesday's Whopper, Things Rings, and Morticia's Kooky Chocolate Shake. Those are all characters from which fictional family?
The Addams Family.
Teddy Roosevelt was born this weekend back in 1858. He's one of the most revered presidents in American history. Which actor played him in the Night at the Museum movies?
What the heck's his name? He was Zohan. Oh, what the heck? I can't think of it.
Question number three. Katy Perry turns 40 today. Which Katy Perry song has these opening lyrics? Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
I need to give you the title?
Yeah. So, yep. Title of the song.
Oh, I don't know.
Question number four. Taylor Swift was welcomed to New Orleans with a 140-foot friendship bracelet outside of the venue. In Louisiana, there is a group of people with French ancestry that have their own unique culture, language, and cuisine. What are they called?
Oh, God. This is way easier when I'm listening on the radio.
You know, Jen, we get that a lot.
Carson and Kennedy, way easier when I'm listening on the radio.
I don't know.
Question number five. In an interview with an 11-year-old journalist for Access Hollywood, Rihanna was asked who her dream collaboration would be, and she said Billie Eilish. Rihanna has had the second most songs reach number one on the Billboard charts in the history of female singers. Which woman is in front of her?
Beyonce?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Jen, I understand you work for an architectural glass company.
Yes, I do.
Do you do, like, big buildings, or?
Yeah, big commercial buildings.
Were you guys
panel
just...
work.
Were you just guys killing it in the seaport?
We're doing a great job, yeah.
There's a lot of glass in the seaport nowadays. It didn't used to be there.
There is.
Well, people need to look out of their $5,000 a month apartments.
That is true. Yeah.
Kennedy, Jen got 1 out of 5.
Ouch.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
Burger King is releasing a new creepy and kooky meal in honor of Halloween. It features Wednesday's Whopper, Things Rings, and Morticia's Kooky Chocolate Shake. Those are all characters from which family?
The Addams Family?
What about the husband? What was his name?
Gomez.
What if we don't get like a Gomez? What rhymes with Gomez?
We'll workshop it later.
Because of the patriarchy part.
I was trying to keep a good man down. Tied at one, question number two. Teddy Roosevelt was born this weekend back in 1858. He's one of the most revered presidents in American history. Which actor played him in the Night at the Museum movies?
Oh,
It was Robin Williams, right?
Yes, it was Robin Williams. 2-1. Katy Perry, 40 today. Which Katy Perry song has these opening lyrics?
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name Firework?
Firework, yes. 3-1. Question number 4.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's it.
It's easier when Kennedy says them for sure.
For sure.
Taylor Swift was welcomed to New Orleans, Kennedy, with a 140-foot friendship bracelet outside of the venue.
It's unreal.
In Louisiana, there is a group of people with fresh French ancestry. They have their own unique culture, language, and cuisine. What are they called?
Creole?
I was looking for Cajun, Kennedy. I mean, I don't know. I feel like Creole also.
Whatever works. It's all good.
Yeah, but I was looking for Cajun.
All good. Okay.
3-1. Question number 5. In an interview with an 11-year-old journalist for Access Hollywood, Rihanna was asked who her dream collaboration would be, and she said, Billie Eilish. Rihanna's had the second most songs reach number 1 on the Billboard charts in the history of female singers. Who's first?
One more time, could you say, I'm sorry, just the last part?
Sure, Rihanna has the second most songs, reached number 1 on the Billboard charts,
in
the history of female singers. Who's first?
Taylor Swift.
No, she had
Madonna?
No, she had an entire album of
Janet
number
Jackson.
Ones.
Mariah Carey.
There it is. Can't give you the point,
got
though.
Got there eventually.
Yeah.
3-1 is the final score. Those were tough, right?
Those were hard.
Very, very hard. 3-1 is final score. Kennedy gets a win. Jen, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. However, you did win yourself concert tickets. Little Big Town and Sugarland, October 31st at the TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. But you save your money. You're going for free.
Excellent.
Yep. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jen from Bedford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, it is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
And DJ Lou is here. Good
Hello.
Morning, DJ
Woo!
Lou.
Good morning.
Burr, 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 burr. Burr, 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 burr. DJ Lou.
DJ Lou.
I'm recording that and using it.
All right. Introduce everybody that you brought with you in the studio this morning.
All right. I have my 15-year-old son, Zach.
Yeah.
Great to be here.
Hey, Zach.
That's a whole man. Wow.
And my lovely girlfriend, Rachel.
Hey.
Hello.
Good morning, Rachel. Good morning, Zach. Will you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, may you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
Way too kind to that woman. You're supposed to like give her the evil eye, Zach. What are you doing? All right, so you know the deal. It's 5 trivia questions. They're all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. If you look behind you right now in that studio, you can see that she can't hear anything that is happening.
She's going down.
Remember, we're playing for pride. We're not playing for the actual money because you already got that from us. Sal wouldn't dare give you money twice. Here we go. Question number 1. U2 dropped an unreleased song called Happiness as a part of the 20th anniversary of their How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb album. Which country is U2 from?
Ireland.
Asking a DJ music questions, Dan? You just want Kennedy to lose? Is that what's happening?
Keep those coming.
Question number 2. 46 years ago today, in 1978, the original Halloween was released. Named the female lead who has been running for Michael Myers all these years.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's been running for 46 years. That's good job security.
That's not bad. Halsey dropped her 5th album today called The Great Impersonator. Named this Halsey song. Really another music question, Dan, for the DJ? I'm noticing a theme here.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Seemed like they were having a family conference over
They're
there.
Huddled up, conferring.
Yeah.
Deferring
Name
to my
the
counsel.
Song, please.
We're going to guess closer.
Okay. Question number 4. A Yankee fan took $10,000 out of his wedding fund to buy 4 World Series tickets, but he says his fiance okayed it. What is the nickname for the World Series? That's a good question, actually.
Thank you.
Which one? The Fall Classic. Lock it in.
Fall Classic.
Are you a baseball player?
Lock it in.
Oh, we got a baseball player on the roster. That's not fair.
And it's all questions about baseball and music, Dan.
We're fully covered.
Question number five. Teddy Roosevelt was born this weekend in 1858, one of the most popular presidents in American history, and one of the four faces on Mount Rushmore. Who are the other three?
We're going with
they're all looking at Rachel.
You want to take this one? All right. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Oh. Zach like that. He's happy with their performance.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
DJ Lou and Zach and Rachel got 4 out of 5 correct.
All right.
It was a family affair,
too. I was going to say, it's helpful to have, you know, someone from each genre and generation sitting with you.
Well, and the fact that Dan just asked all music questions of the DJ, too, is kind of an interesting choice.
I see.
Kennedy also works in music, so it seems fair. It's not like she's a construction worker.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yes.
U2 dropped an unreleased track called Happiness as a part of the 20th anniversary of their How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb album. Which country is U2 from?
Ireland.
Tied at 1. 46 years ago today, in 1978, the original Halloween was released. Name the female lead who's been running from Michael Myers all these years.
The actor's name?
Yes.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Tied at 2. Halsey dropped her fifth album today called The Great Impersonator. Name this Halsey song.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Without me.
That was the era where she was just eviscerating G-Eazy. Yeah.
Pieces. In pieces.
Closer was the
Chainsmokers
song. Yeah. 3-2. Question number 4. A Yankee fan took $10,000 out of his wedding fund to buy 4 World Series tickets, but he says his fiance okayed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how she
for the rest of his life.
Right.
He will never, ever hear the end of that one.
What is the nickname for the World Series?
Zach knew this one.
Yeah.
Obviously.
He's a baseball player, plays first base. Nate Akai, right?
Get him.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that it is called the Super Baseball Bowl.
It should be.
So close. The Fall Classic.
This is the fifth thing I've learned today, and it's not even 8 o'clock.
This game just got interesting.
It is 3-3, going to the final question, which DJ Lou got correct. Teddy Roosevelt was born this weekend back in 1858. He's one of the most popular presidents in American history and one of the four faces of Mount Rushmore. Can you name the other three?
Yeah. You got Washington, you got Lincoln, and Jefferson. Is that right? Hey!
Yep. Yep, 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 yep.
Kennedy, if you look to your right, you'll see 3 sad faces.
You guys, we tied. That was awesome.
Yeah, we didn't lose.
4 out of 4 is respectable. You can walk out of here with your head held high.
That was a battle.
Not bad, not bad. Kennedy gets the win, 4-4. Sorry, DJ Lou. We don't get to hang your name up in the rafters just yet.
I'm sure he'll be back.
I'm sure. We do you twice so far. I'm just saying.
Oh.
You ever need a sub? I'm just saying.
Dude, we got your number, buddy. Know this.
Can't lose to Lou.
Carson has to go on vacation sometime.
Yep. You'll be our Friday free for all fill-in.
I mean, I don't think you could tell us apart if you took a picture of us right now, too.
It's true.
You
guys, well, we're about to, so.
Yeah.
We'll post it.
Real quick, why don't you plug your DJ service? Where can people find you if they want to get you for a private event?
Sure. Thanks. It's GorhamProductions.com. GORHAM Productions.com.
You doing any gigs this weekend?
Yeah, just some corporate stuff.
Mm-hmm. What's the hottest song right now? The floor filler. You just know when you play it, this is it.
I mean, for the last 2.5 years, it's been Shaboozy.
Well played, well played. I don't think I put any good floor fillers in my Friday free-for-all.
That's
shocking.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm DJ Lou.
I'm Zach.
And Rachel.
We can't beat Kennedy.
DJ Lou! Burr, 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 burr.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Helen from Worcester.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Kennedy.
We kick Kennedy out, please, Helen.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
So you know the deal, right? Five trivia questions all about pop culture. You answer more right than Kennedy, we give you the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you, okay?
Yep, I got it.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Cary Elwes turning 62 over the weekend. He played Dread Pirate Roberts in which classic comedy movie?
The Princess Bride.
Light work for Helen, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Easy money.
Drake had dinner with his parents this week, then ditched them to make it rain at the club. And we're talking like an adult dancers club.
Yeah, where people are named like Cinnamon.
Which city is Drake from?
Oh, God. He's Canadian. Vancouver?
Question number three. Jimmy Fallon is doing an NBC special to go along with his new holiday album. Guests will include Dolly Parton, Justin Timberlake, the Jonas Brothers, and Weird Al. What was Jimmy Fallon's breakthrough that brought him to fame?
SNL.
Nancy Cartwright turned 67 this weekend. She's the legendary voice of Bart Simpson. She also voices Nelson, Ralph, and other characters. Who was Bart's best friend on The Simpsons?
Oh, God. I can picture him. He's got the glasses.
Yep. Big old crush on Lisa.
Hey. Oh my God, I can't picture.
Don't.
Nelson. No, that's the fat one, I think.
Question number five. Jamie Foxx is singling out Diddy in his new Netflix special, even claiming he was responsible for his mysterious hospitalization. Jamie Foxx voiced the lead character Joe in this Pixar movie about a middle school band teacher whose life hasn't gone the way he wanted, who travels to another realm to help someone find their passion. Name the movie.
Soul.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! That's a different character than the question, for the record.
I know it is.
Okay.
No, I was just referencing the show.
Gotcha.
It's all about the imagery.
Mm-hmm. Donuts. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Helen got 3 out of 5?
Yes.
These are tough, Kennedy.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Helen, by the way, works at UMass Medical School. What do you do there, Helen?
I am a clinical data specialist in the newborn screening program.
Oh, wow.
That sounds like fantastic work.
You just explained it. I'm still not sure what you do.
It's pre-analytical stuff and specimen transport and talking to hospitals. Yeah.
Yeah, that cleared it up.
Those are some $5 words,
exactly.
Dan. We use 25 cent words around here. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
You bet.
Cary Elwes turning 62 over the weekend. He played the Dread Pirate Roberts in which classic comedy movie?
Princess Bride.
Tied at one. Question number two. Drake had dinner with his parents this week and then ditched them to make it rain at the club.
As one does.
Yes, at that club.
How rude not to bring them, though.
Which city is Drake from?
Toronto.
Remember that one time a week ago when we were in New York
and
you tried to take us to a club like that?
You're all a bunch of dummies because it would have rained and you wouldn't have had to pay for a thing. You're all idiots.
I've been to a club like that with Kennedy. We had a great time.
Yep.
2-1. Question number three. Jimmy Fallon is doing an NBC special to go along with his new holiday album. Guests will include Dolly Parton, Justin Timberlake, the Jonas Brothers, and Weird Al. What was Jimmy Fallon's breakthrough that brought him to fame?
Like being on Saturday Night Live?
3-2. Nancy Cartwright turned 67 this weekend. She is the legendary voice of Bart Simpson. She also voices Nelson, Ralph, and other characters. Who's Bart's best friend on The Simpsons?
Milhouse.
4-2. Question number five.
I watch The Simpsons every day of my life. So just know that. Every single day.
It's a palate cleanser.
Correct.
What's your favorite episode?
Yes.
Do you also enjoy Bob's Burgers?
Yeah, all of them.
Time to time.
My Bob's
but
Burgers
the Simpsons
guy, too.
Is so clever.
Jamie Foxx is singling out Diddy in his new Netflix special, even claiming he was responsible for his mysterious hospitalization. Jamie Foxx voiced the lead character Joe in this Pixar movie about a middle school band teacher whose life hasn't gone the way he wanted, who travels to another realm to help someone find their passion. Name the movie.
I don't know.
Soul.
There it is.
It's a fantastic movie.
No, it was way too sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
I turned that off.
No, I know it's sad.
I was out.
Sad, but it is very good. Kennedy, every once in a while, you need a good cry.
Honey, I do that in the bathroom in between breaks. I'm good. All set in that
So I was right.
That I was crying in the bathroom? 100%.
This is why she watches The Simpsons.
It's not rocket science.
Don't. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Helen, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening this morning. Seriously, we do appreciate that.
Oh, wow.
You are family to us, Helen.
You are indeed.
And yay. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
She's like, all right.
My name is Helen, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.